morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is October the 20th, 2020. Well, yesterday we began talking about cultivating godly virtues, and we'll be reading through 2 Peter chapter number 1 for this discussion. And today we're going to look at verse number 3 again, and verse number 3 says this: "According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue." So the part that I want to focus on today is that it says that he has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. But before we dig into that, I want you to think about how we discussed yesterday that we are partakers of the divine nature. We also understand that it is the divine power that is working in us. So today we want to see the divine power works in us. And when the divine power works in us, we want to understand that that divine power gives us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now, when we think of this verse, we may read that verse as, God has given us all things which are associated with life and godliness. In other words, our godliness may be because we are associated with God. But I want us to understand that pertains means more than associated with. It pertains is really a preposition that is that means unto. But if we just think about that word pertains, there's a reason why the translators use the word pertains. And it's because pertains can mean to be suitable or fitting. So we understand the divine power is working in us and that God has given us all things that are suitable to be godly or to live godly. And so the divine power has given us all things that are suitable for godliness. In other words, God is going to give us all we need to be godly. There's no question about whether we are going to receive what we need. God is going to give us what we need to be godly. Also, we remember what Paul told the Corinthians. He encouraged them by telling them that God is going to work in them so that they come behind in no good gift. And again, what we need to accomplish godliness, God will supply. So today, as a follower of Jesus, understand the divine power of God will work in you to accomplish godliness. Know that whatever you need, he will supply. And when we think about that, we might wonder, well, what's needed so that we can be godly? Well, maybe we need an understanding of sin. And if we need an understanding of sin, his word and reveals it to us. His Holy Spirit convicts us, and so we understand sin. If we're going to walk godly, we have to know what is not godly, and we want to stay away from those things that are not godly. So sometimes we need an understanding of sin. Maybe we just need encouragement to know that, hey, you can do it. You can walk in godliness. And so if we need that encouragement to understand that we can walk in godliness, then we'll receive that. Or maybe we need wisdom so that we know how we ought to walk. That's available too for us. Again, all things that pertain unto life and godliness, God will give them to us. There might be a need for instruction. There might be a need for confession. We could make a long list of things which we might need to help us walk in godliness. Just remember, he will give us all things which are suitable to walk in a godly manner. God will give you everything you need so that you can walk in a godly manner. So this is encouraging today. God is cultivating all things in you. What you need so that you'll walk in a way that is pleasing to him, he will cultivate that in you because his divine power is going to work that in you. But just remember, the first thing you need is an understanding of your heart. Your heart is naturally wicked. You will not walk in godliness on your own. You need a change of heart. Then you need the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Also, not only do you need an understanding of your heart and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, also remember, you need some study on your own. God has designed the preaching of the Word of God to be the place where you receive spiritual nourishment. However, we must not undervalue the strength we gain when we study or meditate on our own. And so we gain strength by meditating on the Lord, talking to the Lord, praying to the Lord, all those things. The Lord uses that to cultivate in us all things that pertain unto godliness. You can do it today. Walk in the Spirit, and God will cultivate godliness in you. Let's pray. Lord, today as we come to you in prayer, we thank you that you have not left us on our own. Lord, thank you that you have promised to give us all things. You will give us everything we need to mature and grow. Help us today to depend on you to grow in our godliness. Help us to walk in a way which is pleasing to you. We know we can only do that because of Christ. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Pastor Mark signing off.